A decades-old secret has finally been revealed. What does Queen Elizabeth carry in that handbag? I used to think likely a handkerchief, some lipstick, some cash with her own picture on it, and maybe a biscuit. Nope. As revealed in the special skit which opened Her Majesty's Jubilee concert this past weekend, she keeps a marmalade sandwich. As a lover of all things British, I was thrilled that Paddington Bear had been invited to tea at the palace. If you haven't viewed it yet, Paddington Bear, star of books by Michael Bond and now movies, manages to smash his paw into the fancy dessert and guzzle all the tea directly from the spout of the china teapot. He offers the Queen his marmalade sandwich he keeps in his floppy hat for emergencies. The Queen responds, motioning to her purse, "Oh, I keep mine in here, for later." I was completely charmed with the whole portrayal. I hope you managed to take in some of the fabulous Jubilee celebrations in the United Kingdom. It has had all the feels. The pageantry, the military bands, the trooping of the colors, the carriages, the music to make your heart soar and, yes, the royals. I love everything about them, including the scandals. There is just something about them which keeps me from looking away. Let's face it, Elizabeth has dealt with her share of questionable behavior from her own husband and children. Some have been royal pains. Yes, I was watching to see if Andrew turned up in the midst of his recent sex scandal allegations. I admit to rolling my eyes when Meghan and Harry turned up again, like bad pennies. I have lost so much respect for them since their seemingly self-serving royal uncoupling. I will give them credit for taking part for the Queen's benefit and making sure she had met their children. Now, they need to go away again. I much prefer Kate and William. They just seem to have figured out how to do it well. They seem to have lovely little children, who act like real kids, even in public, and they seem to embrace their roles and each other. While many think the time has come to end the monarchy, I don't want that to happen. I think Charles deserves his chance to rule. He has earned that right. I like the fact that England has something special and that Canada, by extension, holds on to tradition. Will things change dramatically when the Queen passes? I am confident it will. Like most every family, when the matriarch and patriarch are gone, the family dynamics change. There is more distance, less get-togethers. In that regard, royals have dysfunction, just like the rest of us. But, here we are celebrating one woman's complete devotion to duty and country. 70 years on the throne. Can you even imagine the changes she has seen in her 96 years? Prime ministers and presidents have come and gone. She remained on the throne. Wars have begun and ended. She continued her reign. She changed with the times, embracing social media with her own Twitter account and doing Zoom meetings. I honestly can't think of another person who has so exemplified so perfectly the words, steadfast, loyal and true. There is still so much to be admired about a person who puts country over self. Sure, she does it with crown jewels, assistants and a lot of castles, but I still think she has given back more than she got. A real lady who deserves to be celebrated. Marmalade sandwiches for all. Long may she reign.